It's time for the End of Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
Yeah, what's good? This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation
the podcast.
We in this bitch. Seriously, under quarantine. For real in this bitch. What's good with you, man? How you doing?
Hey, man, everything's all good, man. Just sitting over here in the quarantine, as you know.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I don't even know what day this is. You know, I've been seeing a lot of people doing day 9 of the quarantine or day 11 of the quarantine. I don't know exactly what day it is when it, you know, it's almost like a relationship. You know what I mean? You'd be like, at what point did I start taking that shit serious? I guess that's when it started. You know, but yeah, we days in, and with each week, shit gets more and more grave and more and more real. So
it's like grave.
Yeah, graves, literally. Motherfuckers is dying out there. You know, rest
in
peace.
It's real in the Rona streets, man.
Yeah, in the Ronas. Yeah,
it's weird, like, to go outside. And just to see the way that people interact now, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, you know, coming down the block, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers is doing the, you know what I'm saying, Lamar Jackson juke moves, trying to get out the way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hell, yeah.
Everybody looking with that sense of suspicion in their eyes. Nigga, is your coughing? What's going on?
It's like that Spider-Man meme. You ever seen a Spider-Man meme with three Spider-Men pointing at each other?
Yeah.
It's that type of shit out there, man. It's like everybody on defense.
Yeah. The black man head, nah, don't even work no more.
Mm-mm, keep that shit. Walking don't move your head too suddenly.
Yeah, walking down the street to say, you know, what up to the fellow black man. Motherfucker be like, man, keep that shit to yourself.
I do not know you. I don't know your status.
I don't know. And that's really some weird shit. It's like, motherfucker that don't know you, they don't know you.
And they're not trying to get to know you.
Exactly. I was in the store today, like just buying some. I was buying some beer, right? And well, some other stuff, milk. But it was the point of contention. We came to the beer.
Okay.
And they was like, you know, the girl was like, you know, I need your ID. I'm like, yeah, damn. And this is a store I go to all the time. Like, and even before I went in there and didn't have my ID, and the old dude who stand at the door was like, yo, let him go. That was pre quarantine. Pre-Rona. Today, I'm in that mug. Like, yo, I don't have my ID. And then he was coming over there to do something else. And I was like, yo, you know what I'm saying? I don't have my ID. What's up? He looked at me like, man, I don't know you.
Damn.
And nah. I'm like, damn. I'm old as shit. I'm like, all right, then fuck it, then.
You practicing.
I know where I won't be coming.
Practicing social distancing. He don't know you like that more. He like, chill, fam.
Nah, they don't know you like that. They don't know you, boy. Mm-hmm. That's the way it's going down out here.
Nah, family.
It's weird how fast, you know what I'm saying, how fast that shit occurs. You know what I'm saying? Like, if this shit lasts 2 months, motherfuckers will not be wanting to know nobody. You know what I'm saying?
That shit hurt your feelings. He got you fucked up. Like, damn, nigga, I'm in the community.
Yeah, like, nigga, I be here every week. I've been in here 3 times this week. I'm going to find me a new store, man. Fuck you. I went down the block to the bodega. Everybody always know you.
Gave you the James Dolan treatment.
Don't. Yeah, man. So, you know what I'm saying? I ain't trip on it because, you know, it is what it is. But I just recognize that in this new space that we in, it's going to change a lot of the way people handle each other.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's true. And to that point, I think, you know, I'm trying to like practice empathy. You know what I mean? Like, because it's real easy to snap on motherfuckers. You know what I mean? Like, especially now when it's, you know, everybody's anxiety is flaring. Everybody nervous. Nobody know who got what or who's going to survive this. Like, this shit is so on the brink of something new. That the unknown got people afraid, you know, and it's quick when you're scared to lash out, you know, and it's, you know, you gotta kind of take a moment to be like, all right, let me, you know, they in it just like I'm in it. You know what I'm saying? Cause, you know, shit, I grew up on the School of Hard Knocks major then serves you right. You know what I mean? It's a lot of, you know what I mean? Because it was like, I felt that bubble up when I seen, I'm sure you seen this, at this point it's kind of, I think it's classic now, the little footage of the kids down in, I guess somewhere in Florida for spring break.
On the beach? Oh, yeah,
everybody, the montage, everybody talking about how they still try to have a spring break, you know, regardless of the fact that it's a pandemic. They like, fuck that, I paid, you know what I mean? I'm out here, they might as well crack these bars so we can get drunk and get it cracking. And that, for the most part, most people are like, these motherfuckers. Like, you know what I mean? I wish I could put hands on these motherfuckers, these irresponsible, selfish fucking twerps, you know what I mean? Or whatever, menaces to society.
Right.
And I felt that little knee-jerk reaction, but then I had to take a second to say, yo, hold on. I remember being part of that demo. You know what I mean? I remember being young and I don't want to say dumb, but just young and feeling like invincible. You know what I mean? And dumb, dumb from 6 feet away. You know what I'm saying? If anybody could see it, they'd be like, oh, that motherfucker's stupid. But he don't know, which is the worst type of stupid. But, you know, like, I remember that. I remember, like, not, you know, not really even being in touch with what's going on in the world. Just only what's going on in my squad or, what, you know what I mean, amongst my little bubble, you know? And I could see myself being out there like, ah, nigga, I'm good. I heard you got to be like 80. You know what I'm saying? And then come back, cough on the wrong motherfucker, kill somebody by accident. So,
shit, just young motherfuckers out here dying too.
Absolutely. That's what, you know, that shit is, that's, I guess that is the week two insight, because week one we were like, black people can't get it. Then, you know, mad black people started getting the shit. Now, you know, now it ain't just older people. Now it's your peer set, you know?
Right.
Shit,
yeah. It's the first principal to die in New York was a young black lady who's like 36. You know what I'm saying?
No pre-existing conditions?
They didn't say, you know, they didn't go to a whole history or nothing, but 36-year-old black woman, that's a principal.
Damn.
Out.
Rest in peace.
So, no doubt. So, it's like, you know, shit, Slim Thug tested positive.
I heard. I didn't hear you. I mean, actually, you telling me. I just saw that you brought that up.
Well, I saw it on the social media, so it could or could not be true. But you know,
seems who said it? Where'd you hear that? Where'd you hear?
Listen, yes, man, I'm just telling you, the social media streets. Look it up. Hold on, let me get that shit, man.
Oh no, hitting him with the COVID speculation.
I mean, shit, all this shit was speculation. We don't even know what's happening.
No, until I don't believe it.
So fast.
Well, I feel like a motherfucker got to say firsthand if they got it. I don't want to hear the second. I don't want to hear on the streets. You niggas got it. I want to hear from you.
I want to hear all the information so I could, you know.
He could dodge it.
Yeah, he announced it himself. It's him right here. So.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, prayers up for that man. You know.
He said the other day he got tested for the corona.
Whew.
Positive. Yeah. I mean.
Damn. I just stopped calling it the COVD. I don't know where I got that. I feel like somebody uncle less ignorant, but I was calling it the COVD.
Yeah, so, you know, Slim Thug, then my man Manu Dibango, who made Soul Makosta.
Yeah.
Got it. And that's, like, to me, that's like shit. Soul Makosta is like one of my favorite jams of all times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's one of the hardest beats that I, you know what I'm saying? It's like one of the first songs that I connected with after Busting Loose was fucking Soul Makosta.
Mm.
And a lot of Miami music is based on Makosta. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Shit, down to every Chipman song, if you into Miami dance music, like, you know what I mean? Like Sticking and Rolling and Beam Eye and Bop and all those dances all had an underlying Makosta beat in it. You know what I'm saying? Peanut Butter Jelly Time, Ice Cream and Cake, all them songs got Makosta in it. You know what I'm saying? It's like a core piece of Miami culture, you know? So that was a very important song. And it's just one of the hardest beats ever. So, you know, to go from Black People Can't Catch It, so to speak, to, you know what I'm saying, some of the greats starting to catch it. And, you know what I mean, and for it to be fatal.
Yeah, he passed away.
Yeah. Yeah, shit. Did they say where he was at?
No, I didn't read up on it. I just saw it again. I saw it peripherally. I saw, you know, people posted about it, but I didn't hear, you know, the details at this point. But, you know, rest in peace to that man.
Right.
Yeah, so, that was a hell of a record.
Yeah, I mean, that shit goes. There's a clip going around with it playing on Soul Train. Mm. And everybody getting it in. And usually Soul Train, it looks kind of like manufactured. Like, you know what I'm saying? Some of the times it looks like, you know, I guess in the later years it became more popular. So it looked like more routines going on. Mm. But when they was playing that Makosa, it looked like they heard it for the first time. And everybody was just doing their own motherfucking thing. They was in the zone.
Yeah, that beat is like spiritual. That shit is, that's a groove. That is a fucking groove like a motherfucker. Yeah. We should put that on the Facebook page.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
So that's, you know what I'm saying? I don't know who else. You know, I don't know what else. I know they went ahead and did a full lockdown on ATL last night.
Lance
Bottoms announced the Stay Home Act.
The sheltering in place.
Sheltering in place.
Stay your ass in the house. That's the mantra of this this pandemic. Stay your ass in the house. Which makes me ask the question. I got to, because I know you say you ran to the store. How often are you going outside?
Well, this week I've been outside 3 times. Mm. So,
all right.
Twice to go to the doctor.
Uh-huh.
And then today to go to the bodega, to the store.
But
when I went to the doctor, I followed the whole protocol. Like I got some text. I don't even know who sent the text. It was a bunch of numbers in a chain that I didn't know, but it was a recording of some lady sound like she's from London or somewhere, saying what the Chinese have learned about the virus. Mm-hmm. And that and she gave this whole list of things that you can do to protect yourself. And it's like, you know, take your clothes off at the door,
right?
Wash them up, you know what I'm saying? Jump in the shower, you know what I'm saying? Of course, wash your hands and all that stuff. But so I also I found the because I couldn't find no mask nowhere, so I found this link. I was just searching to see what the Rona update was on Saturday, and I found this link that was saying that the hospital in Brooklyn was making their employees, it was kind of like an expose kind of thing, but it was good information for me. They was making the employees make a mask out of coffee filters.
Mm.
I was like, oh, okay, that's interesting. So I read through it and it said, you know, it's not 100%, but it's better than not having nothing, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then my wife went and looked it up, and then she saw another hospital where they had like an assembly line of their workers making them. Mm-hmm. Out of the coffee filters.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh shit, I got some of those. And then I went to the bodega and got me, you know what I'm saying, 4 or 5 more boxes.
Right.
And my wife got to making them and shit.
Hilarious.
So I had my little coffee filter mask.
What you strapping them with? How y'all doing it? What you making them with?
She used fucking them hair shits that they tie ponytails up with, little ponytail holders. So anything elastic you could use. On mine, she used rubber bands, but on theirs, they got like the hair holders, the ponytail holders.
And you attach it to the filter? Like it doesn't tear the filter?
You attach it. Yeah, you staple it to the size of the filter, and those are the things that go over your ears to hold it in place.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so go ahead.
Go ahead. Nah, go ahead.
What's funny about that is, these memes are therapeutic. But it's funny, I saw a meme with a cat with a coffee filter over his face, and it said coffee filter, but it was spelled cough with a Y,
right.
Filter. And I thought shit was hilarious. Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, again, it might not be the, you know what I'm saying, you got some people like, you know what I'm saying, the size of the viruses or such and such microbes, and it's going to go right through the filter. I'm like, yeah, man, but shit, am is better than nam, you know? So so I put my little bandana, tied it around my face with my coffee filter mask, and I ain't want to look, you know what I'm saying, bootleg out here in the streets.
So you had your bandana over the coffee filter?
Yeah, I had an African print bandana.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Tied over my face and the coffee filter up under it, strapped to my ears, right?
No wonder that nigga act like he ain't know you.
No, that wasn't when I was in the store. I didn't know. That nigga seen my face, man. I didn't have it on at that time.
Oh.
Nah, I ain't going there like that with them.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So this is in the house.
That's how I went to the doctor when I had to go get on the train.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? When I had to go get on the train, I was like, this is a different kind of, you know what I'm saying, where you can't control who finna be in there with you. How, you know what I'm saying? You don't know how close you're going to be up on motherfuckers.
Right.
So I was strapped up. I was ready to go, right? My gloves, everything. And so went to the doctor and boom, did my thing, came back. And I was like, shit, I should walk around the city while it's empty like this and shit. I'm like, man, fuck that. I'm going home. And then jumped on the train, came back home, threw my shit straight in the wash, jumped in the shower, cleaned up, bing, bing, and Lysol'd all my shit that I touched with door handles and shit like that. So, you know, I've been on top of it. It's just, you know, it's for me, who I'm just somebody who just like to do my thing, it's like an exercise in discipline and doing all of these little things that may help.
Yeah.
Maybe not, but I feel better. The most important thing, the bandana shit helped me keep my hands out of my face.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? With that shit on, I ain't thinking about or trying to touch my face.
Right. No, I hear that. How's the train? How is it? What's the distancing on the train like?
Train was kind of empty, man. It was only probably maybe 6-7 people on the car I was in. See a lot of
homeless,
people going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Couple homeless cats. You know what I'm saying? Weird, man. It's seeing a lot of white homeless people.
Mm.
Like, they must be displaced because, you know what I'm saying, I would never see them.
You look new. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, damn.
They saying
this. One.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Now, I've been hearing that there's a lot of homeless, like, since everybody's been becoming quarantined, a lot of the homeless are going to the subways and, you know, setting up shop in the cars. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, that's becoming where they at with it, which is, you know.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You see a couple of them, you know what I'm saying, over here, over there, you know, you keep your social distance and, you know what I mean, find you a little empty spot on the car.
Yeah.
Keep it moving. I seem to always find me a spot and some old lady be on there coughing and shit.
Yeah. That's where you got to practice that empathy.
Now I got to move. You know what I'm saying? Remember how you used to move cars when the homeless person be smelling up the car?
Yeah.
Hey, you're a cute little lady, but yeah, I'm about to go.
Okay, get out of here. She probably doing that shit on purpose to get her little space.
I don't know.
She got the fake them out call. Yeah, she's like, I'm about to get these motherfuckers up off me.
Yeah, off me. Smell the coffee.
Exactly. Back on up. Oh, shit, man. That shit is crazy. I'm seeing a lot of tough ass nurses recording video threats. I'm seeing at least 3 nurses talk about, if you don't stay your ass at home, I'm going to dot your eye. I said, damn. How the shit is this? The motherfucking nurses is out here talking about it. They get violent if you pull up.
I saw one of them talking about, if my next headache patient come up in the emergency room, bow.
Word. I'm going to tap your jaw. You like,
got a headache, stay home.
Yeah, man. You don't want these hands.
You know what I'm saying? You missed your period for 4 months. Yeah, you probably pregnant. Stay home.
I saw that one. Yeah, yeah. I saw that one. Oh, shit.
Yeah, she was funny.
Yeah.
I dig it, though. Shit.
Nah, I wish people would really fucking heed that shit. You know, a lot of people still in the world still thinking they could beat the unidentified, the shit that ain't even, you know, nobody even know everything that it needs to know, you know. People don't even have the full story, and they still out there like, fuck it. But I went out twice, I think. Go ahead. You said what?
Nah, one of my homeboys was like, man, shit, I think I'd rather them bullets be flying than this shit right here, this invisible ass viral attack.
Yeah. At least you know where it's coming from.
Exactly. You know how to deal with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's tough, man. It's tough. I went out twice. I had to get my tire fixed on Wednesday, and I ran through Walmart real fast just to get some shit, some essentials. I tried to hold my breath the whole time. Yeah, I was doing too much. That's like Port Authority. I was wilding. But I just had to get me another bag of whiting. I think I told you I was going to go get that. And I did a few of that, ran through, got that shit off. Cool thing was, you know, Con Ed, they've been on my block for months doing what I don't know, just killing spaces. But they've been on my block for a while killing spaces, but I got cool with one of the cats. And he let me hold one of them cones. So I got me a spot right in front of my crib held. I said, yo, let me hold it and hold my spot down. You know, he was sitting in the car. He said, yeah, don't worry about it. So I ran, you know, ran to Jersey, did what I had to do, came back. Spot was there right in front of the spot. And just off the strength, because since he did that, I copped him a couple patty pies from the Walmart. So I gave him that, you know what I mean? Nice little payoff. So then that was that. Then the only other time is I went to the grocery store down the block. They already started doing the social distancing, so they got you lining up outside the grocery store like it's a Supreme drop. You know what I mean? Everybody's 6 feet away from each other, waiting to get up into the, you know, to the fucking Associated. And I did that. And, you know, that's always weird, just navigating through people as you're going from aisle to aisle. You know what I mean? Right. Doing the little dodging and weaving. But
excuse me.
yeah, you got to kind of break through the hole like a running back. But after that shit, man, I'm in the crib. I found the fucking mask. I found the mask. It's an old mask, but I asked my cousin, who's a doctor, you know what I mean? I said, yo, is this still in play? He said, yeah. So I think if I go back out, I'll wear a mask. You know what I mean? It feels a little Michael Jackson, but. I mean, these are real times.
Around this bitch.
Yeah. Until you start feeling, you know, I know I also got to buy a thermometer too. I realize I don't even own a thermometer. So if I, you know, I'm still using the back of the hand. You know what I mean? I'm still using that method. You know what I mean? The trying to cut school method. Like, you ain't sick. I got that type of diagnosis. So what else? What's good?
Huh? When I went to the doctor, they checking your temperature at the door.
Damn, ain't that a bitch?
Hold on, player. Hold
they ain't even letting you in at the yeah, fucking at the rope
you at the door.
You see anybody get sent away?
Nah, I mean I was the only one in there.
When I got there,
it was just me. I was, you know what I'm saying? At that time, it was just me.
I went to the doctor. I told you I went to the doctor last week. They did some shit where they checked my temperature, but they didn't even use a thermometer. They used like a little infrared gun, shoot you in the forehead, and then they get that shit like that, like bink. I was like, oh, this is kind of fire.
Yeah, without touching.
That's the
shit they do on them drive-through corona checks.
Well, that Rona, you know, the Rona check, that shit is this. It's a swab straight to the back of your nostril.
Yeah, they doing the temperatures and they doing the swabs to the what Drake say, all the way to your brain.
Oh, is that what Drake said?
Yeah, Drake got tested.
Yeah, so he did it on camera with him and his pops, right?
Yeah, something
that's,
like that.
That's risky. Risky.
You know he ain't had no fucking fever.
Yeah, he got tested before.
Coughing. He's just flexing.
That was the camera test. They did that shit prior. Them dumb fucking flex. Nurses wasn't even real nurses. It was casted the whole shit.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm just flexing.
OVO nurses.
We look like we stressing.
Yeah. Oh, shit, man. What else is going on? How you passing time? What's the word?
Man, I've been out here, you know what I'm saying, watching these IG live wars.
Wars? You going wars already?
Yeah, I mean, everybody, I mean, you know, D-Nice did his thing, of course.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And, shout out to D-Nice.
I mean, and that's his own moment, right? But and we should get that.
We're gonna talk about that. We're gonna unpack that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But D-Nice did his thing, and then you know, other people had been doing them, but D-Nice shit resonated at a high level.
Yeah.
And so, a lot of other DJs and performers and, you know what I'm saying, started doing lives. And it was a couple of performers doing their lives before from the jump. But now it's you know, it's popping off. Erykah Badu did her concert live last night in her crib with her band.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I went to that. That was dope.
Oh, that was last night?
Yeah, it was last night.
Ah, I missed it. I thought that shit was over the weekend.
Nah, it was last night.
How was it?
It was interesting. It was dope, man. It's funny because, you know, you have to take into consideration motherfuckers at their crib, right? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, she sat down through the whole thing, kind of like, you know, how you were saying with the baby's apology. You know what I'm saying? She was laid back with it, real comfortable at her crib, you know what I mean? Of course, ain't no hairdressers out here, so you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Just looking real at the house with it.
Okay.
But she did a good-ass show and did a thing. I didn't finish it because it started like kind of late. It started at midnight. Midnight Central, so it was like 1 o'clock already by the time it started. So I hung in there about to 2.
Okay.
But it was good, man. She charged $1 to get in.
Okay.
And you know, people got to vote on what song she sang, and shit was cool. Shit was real cool. So been checking that out. Of course, you know, DJ Clean had his live DJ stream. It's a lot of DJs doing the streams.
What do you mean? Like going on? Like you mean spending live or?
Yeah, spending live in their crib or whatever.
Yeah.
You know. Kenny Burns is doing a master class with other, you know what I'm saying, marketers and promoters and shit.
Right.
So it's a lot of interesting content coming out because everybody's trying to take advantage of the fact that everybody's looking right now.
Yeah. It's a lot of, rapt audiences. I seen Fat Joe interview Ari Melber. I thought that was dope. I saw Mel D. Cole interview Jonathan Mannion. I thought that was cool.
Jonathan Mannion on Slang Inc's IG Live.
Yeah.
He's on the IG press tour.
Oh, yeah. Now, it's a circuit, you know? shit. It's a real circuit because I peeped. I don't know if you saw this, but D Nice Homeschool produces Questlove's Midnight or what his shit, which is hilarious. Go ahead.
No, it was like a layup, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I thought that was slick. Yes, you know what I'm saying? I thought that was slick.
But that's a way to, you know what I'm saying, keep the energy going.
Yeah. Leverage that momentum. I saw that shit. Shout out to my man DJ Sense. He was getting busy. Shout out to my man Sparky Griswold. He was getting busy. They've been doing it for a while. I seen Ninth Wonder. A bunch of people, you know, a lot of DJs is definitely, it's like a watershed moment for the DJ community. You know what I'm saying? Like that D Nice moment really, that impacted the culture. Definitely. You know what I mean?
The D Nice one, it was special because, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't just what he was doing. It wasn't that he was DJing that made it special. It was the people he brought to the room, you know what I'm saying? By him being a national DJ of a certain kind of, like he do a lot of branded, sponsored, you know, corporate type of big events, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
All over the country. And so a lot of his core audience that was in there first were like the people who hires him, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of marketers and a lot of, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people who influenced the game, you know what I'm saying? So he started off with a great core group of people to begin with.
A lot of people that get the word out.
Right. And then they already used to getting the word out. People used to hitting them up for, hey, yo, can you get me into this? Can you get me into that? Those is his people, you know what I'm saying?
Actual tastemakers.
Exactly. People who actually influence the influencers.
Right.
So once those people started seeing each other in the room, then it became like, oh shit, what up? It was almost like seeing them for real when you see, you know what I'm saying? And it was like an exercise in really the audience creating the vibe. You know what I'm saying? They imagined this shit. Like, in reality, it's one guy in his kitchen DJing, changing
hats.
That
was his kitchen?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Oh, nice kitchen.
So, like that's like the island of, you know what I'm saying, where he was DJing from.
Got it.
So, you know what I'm saying? You got one guy up there spinning records, really. That's what you're looking at. That ain't much to look at, but it, you know, but the music is the music. The music is good. And then the real show and the real specialness was who was popping in. And and before, you know what I'm saying, the Michelle Obamas and all them got in there, it was one, the tastemakers, and then the influencers, and the, you know what I'm saying, and these and this person and that person, and you know what I'm saying? Then it became the lower celebrities, and then the celebrities, and then shit, the politicians, and then Mark Zuckerberg had to come in and be like, what the fuck is going on in here? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, and by the time it got going after about the third day, it felt like a real club. You could imagine the whole shit. Everybody got their own space. Yo, we over here. We, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to send the bottle over there.
Mm-hmm.
Send the DJ a bottle. You know what I'm saying? Will Packer in there cracking jokes and shit with his people. Bevy in there doing what Bevy do. It felt like a real ass party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was cool. It was really cool. It reminded me. I had a couple things that reminded me of. It reminded me. Initially, I was joking. I was like, this is what heaven going to feel like. You know what I mean? Just, you know, the music is popping, all these notables that you don't know, but you know, you know, everybody's accessible. You can speak to these people. It's no VIP. You know, it's all love, open bar, bring your own bottle. You know, it was that vibe. It reminded me also, you remember Life? Remember the movie Life? And then you remember when Eddie Murphy had the raised boom, boom room when everybody was in jail? Because it reminded me of like that. I used to always hear about like when people, you know, like a lot of motherfuckers in jail, when they listen to the radio, you know, they imagine themselves out in the world. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like they, you know, like they still live. You know what I mean? Because you got to transport yourself, and that's what happened all those days with D-Nice. People felt like they were, you felt like you were in the room with all these people that you know, and you're shouting out, and it's good to see, and oh shit, that this fucking Janet Jackson's in this bitch. It felt like that. It was virtual as fuck. Crazy.
Yeah, once it started, like Janet Jackson in this bitch, this one and that one. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was up in
there. I saw that. Yeah, I saw that. You know what I'm fucking Oprah, Mike Tyson in the same party. Michelle Obama.
Oprah, Mike Tyson, Michelle Obama. Then Joe Biden and them came and he'd be like, okay.
Yeah, that's when I started. I'm like, all right, man, we're about to start. Pandering is going to jump the shark. I like, here we go. But
it's
it
time
was
to get up out of here.
Yeah, man. It was kind of like a little Woodstock moment. Where were you when the pandemic came? You know what I mean? But, man.
Yeah, so with it being all of the right people, you know what I'm saying? All of the people, it began to feel like, wow. This is like you said, this is what heaven feel like. Oh shit, boy, I ain't seen you in a minute.
Just bumping into motherfuckers.
But the scary part is that really what the future is? Are we headed to that place where it's like you now is virtual?
I've had people been saying this for a while. You know, people been saying, you know, this is what it's going to turn into. People going to be kind of living through their avatars in the world and all of that. Shout out to my man Sox. He was one of the first to kind of be on that. But I think, that's going to be a more pronounced option. But I do feel like when we get the opportunity to be back out in the world, you're going to realize being back out in the world, even if you're an introvert, there's nothing like it. It's different.
Right.
It's different to be in the world, in the live moment with others. You know what I mean? Like, feel, you know, like, so this is great. This is a cool option. It's a cool, you know, alternative. At this point, I mean, obviously, ultimately, it'll probably get on some space pod type shit. But I don't think it's going to happen within the next 15 years.
Right. But see, that's what I would like to believe. You know what I'm saying? But seeing how fast motherfucker switched from the world to, okay, fuck them people out there. I'm in the house. to, you know what I'm saying, to your own neighborhood store, like, nigga, I don't know you, to black men not giving up the head nod. It just happened so quick, you know what I'm saying? Like, bam, like, you know what I'm saying? Seven days, and it's our people already have reprogrammed themselves to be not just social distance, but antisocial, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, oh, shit, it just lets you see how quick they could change. Not just, and this ain't just a city, a neighborhood. It ain't even just America. This is the world, you know what I'm saying? Like, the whole world is looking at this shit like that. Like, oh, shit. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Stay your ass in the house. You know what I'm saying? Sit down. You see the Italian mayors walking through their cities like, go your ass home. You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit, you know what I'm saying? What you getting your hair done for? It's going to be a closed casket anyway. That's what one of them motherfuckers said. Like,
that's hilarious.
The fuck are you thinking?
I didn't even think about that shit. Because I'm definitely woofing. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, but I was woofing before. Some motherfuckers was going to get haircuts. That was killing me. I had quite a few friends about it.
Who
getting
a haircut and this shit?
Trust me. First of all, I was a little reluctant to even ask my barber because I felt like I'm trying that man. You know what I mean? But then he was like, yo, we doing last call to this time. I'm not trying to be in the barbershop with a bunch of cats. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, especially in the social distancing era, but there's a lot of cats that's out there braving it because, you know.
Right.
You want to look good in that casket. But they
supposed to be, barbershop's supposed to be closed.
Yeah, now they are. But this was 12th hour. You know, this was right. when the buzzer beat the haircuts.
My wife talking about, you better go get a haircut if you need it. I'm like, listen, I ain't had no, why would I get a haircut now?
Right.
My whole look is not a haircut. So why would I go get a haircut now? Everybody finna be looking like me.
That's just definitely going to be au naturel out here. Off the land.
It's like, you know what I'm saying? Like I guess he the most common person that be jumping on social media and don't be giving a fuck. Jim Jones, he already woofing.
Yeah.
Like, well, shit.
That's he's been that guy for years. Through the good and the bad.
Shit.
He was maligned for it. He was maligned for it, but he stuck it out. He stuck it out. Mm-hmm. Oh shit. Oh man, what else is going on, dude? I saw this this movie called Loose on Hulu, and it was terrible. I mean, it's not say that. I just didn't enjoy the movie. The plot, I don't really want to fuck it up, but I just thought the plot was kind of some bullshit. The stakes wasn't really there, but beyond, and I don't really want to step too deep on it. But what it showed. It was like another movie with Octavia Spencer kind of taking the L. You know what I mean? Like, she's kind of had a few movies where, as the black protagonist, it don't always go her way. You know what I'm saying? There's The Help. Right. There's this shit. Ma. Like, it was hard for it. It was starting to become a trigger for me to where I see her, I'm like, oh, this ain't gonna be one of them. It's gonna be one of them that's gonna have me a little upset. So when I see that she's the face of the Madam C.J. Walker series on Netflix, I got excited. I'm like, this is the redemption. So this is where she get her get back on. I have yet to watch it yet.
But to your point, looking at her face, you do get a little reluctant. And
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That because I had just saw Ma maybe 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So when I saw the Madam C.J. Walker, and I know the Madam C.J. Walker story. I read the book. So I know it's a, you know what I'm saying, empowering story. It has to be.
Mm-hmm.
But when you see her face, it's like, I don't know.
You know, like, I don't know if Ma could pull this off.
You know what I'm saying? Not even that. I mean, I'm sure she can. It's just like her face just symbolizes, like you said, a defeat, a loss. You know what I'm saying? It's almost how you was looking at Monique after Precious. Like, ooh. Oh.
Nah, not even as bad. Because I liked Monique in it. And I felt like it wasn't, but it was, it affected Monique a little bit, but not, it wasn't a string of movies. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's a string of movies. Because every movie is a new shot at this, a new, whatever. It's at the plate yet again. Another swing, you know. Here we go. Another, you know. Then I was like, damn, yo, we need one. So I got to watch this Madam C.J. Walker. I got to see it.
Hopefully I guess they ain't give Monique another opportunity out the press. I guess that's why it stuck.
That's a damn shame because she fucking bodied that shit. You know.
Yeah, she killed it to the point where you like, I'm saying it was, you really like looked at her like she was that person. Like, you know what I'm saying? Not in real life, but when you looked at it, it's like, oh shit, she did that shit way too, like that shit was way too good.
Yeah, she tapped in. She deserved that Oscar.
Yeah, that shit was way.
Yeah,
that shit was terrible, dog.
What do you mean the movie? As far
I'm just
as
saying, that whole scenario, like, I left that movie with my stomach in a knot. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
it was tough. What's her name? Killed it too. Gabba Ray Sidibe. That shit sat with her for a while too.
Right.
You know, it was tough.
But at least she was the good one out the motherfuckers. The mama, you know what I'm saying, letting she know the man is molesting her. You know what I'm saying? She, you know what I'm saying? Oh.
Yeah, she was evil. The moms was fucked up.
Damn.
But people still call Gabba Ray precious for about 6-7 years after that.
She might still be precious to some people.
Yeah, you know.
You seen Precious in that?
Right. Right. It's like Tommy.
Precious is a great hood nickname.
Yeah.
That's a good name for the people like to call you Precious.
Yeah. Most of the Preciouses I know didn't have it that rough in that capacity. It was almost like a great name. You know what I mean? Like most of the Preciouses I know, their shit was a precious situation. This was pressure.
Nah, the only Precious that I knew in real life. No, actually I got a cousin named Precious. But after my cousin Precious, Precious Anderson went to FAMU with me. She was like the smartest motherfucker in all your classes. So it was like, if you see her in your class, it's a problem. No curves, none of that shit. You
know what I'm saying?
So you got to be on top of your game because she finna fuck the whole shit up.
Like LeBron.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I ain't never know a motherfucker could get 120 on the test. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't even know you could get 120.
What's 120? Like, what, she done did the motherfucking test plus the bonus questions and the extra credit.
Look at that.
Turned out, you know what I'm saying? Left there, went to Harvard, and became a lawyer. She's a big-time lawyer down in Atlanta.
That's
Precious.
Well, that's cool. Good that it worked out. It's the worst when you see motherfuckers that get 120s on tests and shit. They just do some regular shit. You're like, hey, I thought you was going to the league in life. I thought you was going to be exemplary. This is what we doing? Shit.
I don't know too many people like that. I didn't come across them.
I don't think so either. Not that I could think of. Pretty much everybody that was winning then is pretty much winning that on bread. Like, all right, fair. I could see that. Senator, all right. You right.
That sound about right.
Yeah, that's. Unless an addiction took him down. That's the other story. Shit, man. What else is going on, man?
You all right, man? I'm chilling, man.
I'm quarantined, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Like, my house is, you know what I'm saying, it's full of people. So how was it like being over there?
It's solitaire. I mean, it's all right. I'm out here. There's a lot more outreach. You know what I mean? I'm having longer phone calls and shit. I'm doing that. What else am I doing? I'm on I know my screen time has gotten crazy. You know what I mean? Today I kind of fell back a little bit on the screen time. I'm trying to, rein it in a little bit. You know, I'm not used to being here by myself. Like I said last week, it's just the fact that you have to stay inside. So, you know, outside is not the option. You know what I mean? I've been used to talking to myself and answering myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, you hungry? Yeah, shit. What you thinking? You know, that type of shit. But you know,
you good?
Like,
you good? I'm good. Shit.
You
straight?
Good? Shit. Nigga, I'm straight. Nigga, what you? What am I doing? I've been watching a lot of, I've been my ADD is flaring up because it's I'm looking at like four different screens at a time. I'm looking at the phone, I'm looking at the TV, I'm looking at the laptop. You know what I mean? I might have a, you know, some other type of screen. Maybe it's a it's an iPad or the other iPhone, some shit like that. There's a lot of that. Like I'll be listening to a podcast, get bored with that, then I'll say, yo, let me watch The Outsider again. Let me see what episode I'm up to. Watch 30 minutes of that shit, it'd be slow. I jump out of there, jump into a bunch of YouTube interviews. YouTube has probably been the most, I've probably been binging the most YouTube shit. Everything else is kind of being put in the queue. You know what I mean? Like I said, the CJ Walker shit. I heard about this documentary, Tiger King, that's supposed to be wild and hilarious. That's getting pushed to the side. I've been watching Dave. I've been catching up a little bit on Curve, but it's mostly like just these YouTube holes that I go in. You know what I mean? Whether it's a fucking a graffiti hole, you know what I mean? Where I'm just watching videos on tagging for like 10 videos. Or I'm watching these bodega review videos where these rappers What's go to a bodega. Review? It's not even, it's a, I think it's, Hot New Hip Hop, I want to say. I want to credit the right people. I'm going to try to find it while we on the phone. While we on the mic and all of that. Speaking of which, back to the D-Nice shit, just FYI, Tidal has the full, I don't know if it's the full, but has a 15-hour playlist from the D-Nice Club Quarantine available if you want to tap in and revisit that situation. But, you know, it's gonna be different.
Tidal tripped out, dog.
What you mean?
Because, I had Tidal from the jump, right?
Okay.
And, you know what I'm saying, $9.99 a month, blah, blah, right. blah. They take it automatically. They caught me after the 30-day trial, you know what I'm saying? They caught me. And then I just let it rock, you know what I'm saying? And it's been rocking for however long that's been, two years, 3 years, I don't know, whatever. And so this particular month, my daughter goes on and it's saying, you know what I'm saying, that we don't have a subscription plan. I'm like, what the fuck? So I go look in the account. They didn't take it out this month. Now they trying to get me to upgrade, but now they trying to get me to subscribe again. But now the subscription is motherfucking $13.99 or some shit.
That's Netflix.
I'm like, oh, hell nah. Fuck that. Mm. I'm paying $14.99 on the iMusic shit anyway. Nah, I'm good.
It's $14.99 Apple Music? You sure?
For the family plan, because my kids used to be knocking me off. So I had both. Then, you know what I'm saying, with everybody in the house, somebody always on Tidal, somebody always on Apple Music. Right. So I end up getting knocked off. So I was like, fuck it, let me just get the family plan for $14. Cool. And I had just did that shit. And now they coming with the $12.99. I'm like, damn, I've been rocking with y'all since day one. So how y'all going to do me? Trying to get $3 more out of nigga or whatever the fuck it is? Nah, man, I don't like it, man. Y'all could have said something, you know what I'm saying? Y'all don't try to knock me off and then try to bring me back. You been on auto pay for 3 years.
But social distancing.
It's cool. We can social distance. I watched the D-Nice shit. I don't need the playlist.
There you go. Shit. It's free. D-Nice shit. Hot New Hip Hop is the channel, and they do the snack review. So basically, rappers go to this bodega. They get like maybe $20, whatever, to spend, and they buy whatever, you know, their little snacks, and then they go back to the studio, and they do an interview based on the snacks that they had. Yeah, you got to go get the Takis. And, you know, and these are rappers from all different places in the world. So some people be like, yeah, they don't really have these at our bodegas. Or where we from, we typically get this and da-da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. And people are passionate about that type of shit. So it
taps into a nice little place where you grow up and you go in the bodega, you're trying to figure out what you want.
Yeah. So there's that. Fucking with that shit. Yeah, man. What other I'm trying to think of some other different shit that I've been looking at on. I've been watching the old, if y'all want to see some funny shit, You go on YouTube. I don't know how I got into it. I seen it a long time ago, but I guess they came up in the algorithm. The old Patrice O'Neal show. Used to just have this show, the Patrice O'Neal show. It's basically just him and his homies, some other comics like Will Sylvance, Harris Stanton, Von DiCarlo, you know, just all in the room, kind of like going through all types of shit. Basically, it's like their version of a writer's room for the soon to be Patrice O'Neal show, and they just pitching ideas and, you know, he's shitting on the ideas or exploring the ideas, and the shit funny than a motherfucker. So I checked that out. You know, I always like the GQ, the essentials, where people break down what their essentials are and shit like that. That's always pretty interesting. You know, I told you I fuck with all the Bon Appetit shit. Fucking with People's Party, the Kweli podcast is really good. It's a bunch of shit, man. Anyway, so that's what I've been doing for the most part. That's been getting me... trying to be productive, you know, take it as it comes. Right. I've been fucking with I've been into coffee because, you know, in the midst of this whole coronavirus shit, this whole, you know, this attack on the lungs, I'm trying to curb the weed consumption. So I'm trying to, you know, fuck with some other shit. So I've been dealing with a little bit of coffee. Not that it's the same thing, but it's a lot of... There's a lot of similarities in the way that there's all these different varieties, and you got a, you know, now I got a coffee grinder. So now I'm getting a little fresh ass ground coffee, and you know, that shit's been kind of cool, you know, something. It's, again, man, I'm in the crib. I'm just getting through it. Doubt. You know, no that's doubt. My life.
Me, man, I'm being silent, man. I'm being quiet as fuck. Talk listening to myself. Saying, I watched, you know what I'm saying, a lot of the live. I watched the D-Nice live stream. I was in there. I was having a good time giving out shout-outs and passing around drinks and shit. You know,
Did that.
That was fun. But for the most part, man, I just been trying to tap into myself because I don't know where this world is going. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if what I'm doing will be even, you know what I'm saying, what it is when this shit come out of this shit. And I'm not worried about it either. You know what I'm saying? I'm just worried about being who the fuck I'm supposed to be and adapting and taking advantage of whatever this is going to become. You know what I mean? So I get a lot of calls every day like, yo, this is a grand opportunity to, you know what I'm saying, we could blow this shit out. You know what I'm saying? Everybody is captive, you know what I'm saying? Everybody got a marketing plan and this and let's do this, let's do that. I don't really want to do shit, man, right now. I just want to motherfucking... Yeah, I want to be still, man, because the next thing I do is going to be some real shit that is real, real to me. You know what I'm saying? I think, like, that's what's winning. Like, D-Nice ain't do nothing new. He ain't come up with no scheme and no scam. He just did what the fuck he normally does. You know what I'm saying? And don't have the opportunity to because... His shit is getting canceled. So he brought together his same audience that he been had, man. And so that's all I'm focused on, man. Just the real shit that I do. This shit right here, talking to the people, you know what I'm saying? And making the shit that I want to make. You know? That's that.
I hear that. That's real shit.
Yeah. I tried to I watched Westworld and shit, but that shit was like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know where they headed. But you know what I'm saying? It ain't as thrilling right now.
It's season 3, right?
Yeah. You know, the first two episodes was cool. They going in a lot of strange directions. But you know what I'm saying? I'm waiting to see how it play out.
Yeah. I never got into Westworld. So it's on the list. This is way down there, but it's on the list of some shit to get to at some point. But I hear you on that. Like, I'm with you on some old, take this moment to regroup, to like, I'm on some shit where I'm trying to get informed, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm reading a lot of watching, you know, they got these little master classes and all of these things, that all types of shit. Dude, I done fucked around and produced a terrible mixtape that's never coming out. But because it's not good. I'm not putting the shit out.
What is you rapping?
I'm out here doing a lot. I'm out here freestyling over beats, but just it's very much a one take situation because I'm fucking with I got some equipment, so I'm just sitting here again like it's nothing to do. Let me throw these beats on and see what's what, and I'm just going off the head to whatever beat is playing, and it's first of all. That shit is terrible because it's like it's a whole lot of shit. It's a lot. I just threw on beats that I've been liking recently. You know what I mean? But again, like this is off the head. So there's no I ain't write no bars. I didn't come up with no cadence, no flow to match the beat. Some of these beats are way more not intricate than I thought, but a lot of these beats are longer than I thought. You know, we thinking we living in the land of the 2 minute song, but shit, 2 minutes when you don't have a whole lot to say, or you can't, you know how freestyle go, you might catch a couple bars that are nice, isolated. You know what I mean? But if we get to the 16th and the 17th bar, that shit is all over the place. It is, but that shit is coming off the rails.
You the producer, but, you can cut it at 16 if you want.
No, you can. What I'm saying is, this hasn't even gotten that produced. That's what I'm saying. This was more so like an exercise of free association, one take. Let's see how this equipment works. Let's see how these levels on this mic sound. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it is very, it's the sonic equivalent of sketching. You know what I mean? These are super sketches.
And what's your goal of doing this?
My goal? There is no goal. There is no goal. Back to what you were saying. Sometimes I'm just relishing in the opportunity to have nothing to do. Like there is nothing that demands my time at this moment, but the moment. You know what I mean? So it's just like, well, shit, let me do something in this moment that I'm inspired to do. Like it ain't no deeper than that. There's no expectation, no outcome. It's not even about the finished product. It's about what's going on in that moment. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And if anything, it's to kind of get in touch with this equipment, to learn how to do it, to learn how to record and execute. If I want to do some more shit, I got like a little bit more knowledge. I know how to, I can cut that. I could do this. Like I'm looking at how to make beats and shit like that. I'm watching these little tutorials on YouTube and shit and figuring out how to sample and do some shit. And it's just like, ain't nothing else going on. I ain't got nowhere to be.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Shit. Shit. Only, you know what I mean? This ain't the only time I cracked the mic. I got the mic on deck. So I was like, fuck it. Let's see what's what, you know?
When we going live on IG, player?
Maybe. Sometime. We'll see, man. We'll see. We might do the I Need a Haircut series on IG Live. We'll see. We'll get into it at some point. But shit. What you doing this next week coming up, man? You got you know what? I want to say this. Since we are sitting here with a lot of time, everybody that's on the other end, and thank you for listening. Thank you for listening as long as you've been listening. You know, if you find yourself with some free time on your hands, go through the archives, man. Let us know some of your favorite moments in the conversation and tweet about it or IG about it and we'll retweet it and re-IG or whatever, you know, repost or whatever, you know, and tell some people. But, Muhammad, where you going to be at?
In the crib. Same place you going to be. Same place everybody else going to be. I'm going to be right in this motherfucker, man. You can catch me at Mr. Muhammad on Twitter and Instagram. I'll be out here, you know, floating.
You going live?
I don't know. If I have something to live about, a lot of these lives, man, are getting to the point where some people just live in the live.
And yeah, it's a call for help.
So I don't know if I'm going live. I don't know. I don't know if that's my platform. I don't know. I'm going to figure out what I want to do with my life. That's what I'm going to do. And I'm not in a place where I'm feeling down or lost or no shit like that. I'm feeling, I'm feeling very empowered. I mean, because there's no point in time where you have time where the rest of the world isn't pushing and pushing and pushing, you know what I'm saying? And if you sit still, you feel like you're falling behind. So you don't get times like these, you know what I'm saying? And I've spent all my time since an adult grinding and chasing and running and going. And you know what I'm saying? I ain't never sat the fuck back unless I was forced to by, like, ain't shit going on. You know what I'm saying? Now I got some shit going on. I got shit, you know what I'm saying, that'll come back when the shit come back. Now mm-hmm. I'm just going to fucking figure out where is my most powerful self and live. When this shit come back around, live in that. You know what I'm saying? Because now you have the opportunity to recreate anything. And that's what people are doing. That's what you're seeing. So that's where I'm at, man. That's where I'm going to be.
That's what's up. You and the missus going to do a TikTok?
No. But we might do a podcast. A very limited podcast series on black love and... You know, basically it'll be her. It's her idea. Her, you know what I'm saying, airing her grievances with the shit that I do or some shit like that. And me just responding and shit. You know what I'm saying? I think it could be cool.
Black I'm love waiting. And grievances. Yeah. Limited, you know the limited series. I like that.
You know what I'm saying? Because people need to hear, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, people talk about love. It's like love, happily ever after, or... It's motherfucker ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So it's like these two parallels, and it's kind of like real life is somewhere in the middle where all of this happens. You know what I'm saying? It's not happy every day. It's not sad every day. But every day in love takes work. And I don't think people know. I don't think that's being put out there as much. That the work part of it. You know what I'm saying? You see shit on TV, it's like, oh, we in love. Or shit is fucked up and then we, you know, break up and get back together, some shit like that. But it's just like, you know, talking through everyday relationship shit. And I'm waiting on her to give me the real guidance on what she wants to do because she's the boss of that project.
I could dig it. Shit, I'm going to be staying my ass in the house doing all of that shit that I told you and definitely being mindful and, you know, focusing on some shit. I might be lurking through IG lives. If I fall through your IG live and don't say nothing, that is my emoji equivalent of just shooting you the black man head nod. You know what I mean? Peace. I was in the building. I'm just passing through. You know what I'm saying? And it might have been an accident. My bad. Anyway, shit. But until then, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even the enemy.
To get in the conversation. We out.
Hello.
Yeah.
Conversation.